Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez dies at 58 after a long battle with cancer. Vice President Nicolas Maduro made the announcement after saying Chavez was given cancer by enemies as part of a conspiracy against the nation. Caracas expelled two U.S. attachés on Tuesday, accusing them of plotting against the country. Reactions to Chavez's death pour in. Iran's president has sent a message of condolence to the people of Venezuela. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Chavez was the symbol of all revolutionaries in the history of South America. Russian President Vladimir Putin's also praised Chavez as a strong man who looked to the future. The Pentagon's new chief reassures Israel that the U.S. will continue funding Tel Aviv's costly Iron Dome missile system. Chuck Hagel's comments come at a time of fiscal uncertainty for the U.S. military. The uncertainty is because of $46 billion in automatic budget cuts that took effect last Friday. The United Nations warns that Syria is spiraling toward a full-scale disaster as 1 million Syrians have fled their country. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees gave the figure based on reports from Syria's neighboring countries. The UNHCR also says millions of people have been internally displaced. Egypt in turmoil. Protesters clash with security forces in the city of Port Said, leaving at least 50 people injured. The city has been gripped by violence for several days now. Tensions are running high as people await a court verdict over deadly football riots last year. The U.S. government says it wants talks with Iran in good faith. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington is prepared to meet Iranian officials in mutual respect. He says the two countries can resolve issues surrounding Iran's nuclear energy program. The U.S.'s top general in the Middle East, James Mattis, says Washington needs to keep 13,600 troops in Afghanistan beyond the year 2014. Mattis has also proposed that American troops should be joined by several thousand non-U.S. NATO forces beyond that year. And a powerful winter storm is making life hard for people in the northern U.S. Snow and freezing temperatures have grounded 2,600 flights and forced the closure of schools in over a dozen states from Minnesota to Virginia. At least four people have been killed in accidents on the icy roads of the affected areas.